In early July, British writer Gail Renard will sell the original handwritten lyrics to Give Peace a Chance was recorded by John Lennon and a handful of activists in a Montreal hotel room in 1969. And if you listen carefully, you might just hear the voice of Gail Renard in the chorus. She was there. As a 17-year-old high school student, Gail Renard joins us now from London. Gail, how did you get into that hotel room?
Oh, it wasn't easy. A school friend and I had wanted to see, because we were Beatlemaniacs since we were kids, and it was totally surrounded by fans and all the rest, and we literally did a Mission Impossible, up fire escapes, round back staircases, hiding, and waiting till the security guard, there was one security guard finally outside the hotel room door, and we waited till nature took its course, and he had to make a quick visit. We rushed in, knocked on the door, and there was Yoko. And we asked for an interview for our school newspaper.
And she said, come on in.
Yeah, bless her. We were very lucky. We got there before the world's press descended. They might have thought we were going to be the only ones. I don't know. But I suddenly found myself face to face with John Lennon.
So I understand that you actually ended up staying there for quite a while.
Yeah, sort of like the man who came to dinner, the guest you can't get rid of. I ended up for the entire 8 days. Although I had to ring my mother and ask permission.
Because you were 17 years old.
Oh, yes, and very innocent. And my little Jewish mother, being quite rightly, said, let me speak to him. Mm-hmm. And she made it quite clear that there was going to be, you know, he better take care of her nice, innocent daughter while
you
I was
You put John Lennon
around.
On the phone with your mom.
So would you. You wouldn't cross her. And it was great. And after we did the interview, John said, do you want to stay on and just help out at the bed-in?
Now, the bed-in, of course, was this week-long protest that John Lennon and Yoko Ono were holding in this hotel in Montreal, a protest against the Vietnam War.
That's right. They had originally wanted to do it in America, but because of a previous drug conviction from John, they couldn't get in. So they plumped for Montreal instead, and I'm very grateful.
Now, this is the hotel room where Give Peace a Chance was recorded. How did that come about?
Well, after the eight-day bed-in, and all the world's press were beating a path to John's door, and a lot of celebrities. There were people like the LSD guru Timothy Leary, it was the beat poet Allen Ginsberg, one of my personal favorites, the comedian Tommy Smothers from the Smothers Brothers, also Al Capp, creator of Little Abner. So it really went from the sublime to the ridiculous. And John decided that on the last day, as the climax of the bed-in, he wanted to record a peace anthem, because I think he always wanted a peace anthem that would last, and he did it.
And you actually sang in this song.
Well, I was more tambourine player, but yes, in the chorus with everyone. I think personally, like I said, the tambourine playing is outstanding.
What was that like?
Well, the whole thing was a dream, and this was yet another part of the dream. You couldn't believe, because also John was still a Beatle, and to be in the same room with a singing Beatle is something I wish on everyone, actually. It's fantastic.
When the song was actually recorded in that hotel room, were the lyrics written out on large boards or pieces of paper so everyone gathered in the room could follow along?
Well, what John first did is he wrote it himself on a large piece of cardboard, sort of like a cue card. Those are the lyrics that are on, you know, sort of up for sale now. And when he finished it, he thought that his writing wasn't big enough because there were going to be a lot of people in the room to see it. So he gave me a piece of cardboard that was about twice the size and asked me if I would write it out again. And I did that. And afterwards, he gave me the original lyrics, which I think was a pretty good swap. Mm.
Now, Gail Renard, you've decided to put the lyrics to Give Peace a Chance up for auction in July. And Christie's, the auction house, expects it'll go for as much as $500,000. Why are you selling it now?
To be honest, they became a bit of a responsibility because when I first got them, to be honest, they weren't worth much because rock auctions have only really started in the past 20 years or so. And it's only recently it's gained such momentum. So originally they were happily framed and put on the wall of my study. But it was one day when there was my roof leaked slightly and a friend pointed out the leak was awfully close to those lyrics, and I suddenly thought, goodness, I really have to take care of these, because I didn't want them damaged. So that meant I had to take them off the wall, and I had to put them somewhere very safe, which I did. I hid them under my bed, and then that began to worry me. And even more so, it meant nobody got to see them. And I thought, no, this isn't right. They should be out there being enjoyed by someone. So now's the time.
Well, Gail Renard, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. And save your money and come and bid.
Gail Renard is a British writer who plans to sell the original handwritten lyrics to the 1969 John Lennon song, Give Peace a Chance. She joined us from London.
Everybody now, come on.